So you mean to tell me that this woman on the left allegedly killed her mother here on the right, but the case was dropped yesterday on Thursday? So charges of murder were dismissed yesterday on Thursday, August 28th, against a woman who was accused of killing her elderly mother. This was 2 years ago with a fatal dose of morphine at an assisted living facility in Georgia. 41-year-old Rachel Waters, pictured here on the left, had reportedly been indicted for this earlier this year, and that was for malice murder and felony murder. This was regarding the July 2023 death of her mother, 74-year-old Marcia Foster, pictured here on the right. Rachel was reportedly accused of administering a lethal, unprescribed dose of morphine to her mom while she was staying at Marshall Pines Assisted Living Facility, and that was in Georgia. According to reports, her mother here had advanced Alzheimer's disease, and she passed away on the morning of July 12th of 2023. According to the original indictment, the morphine had actually been left behind by hospice workers, and it was allegedly given to the elderly woman without authorization. It was said police, to begin with, treated the death as suspicious after it was reported to them by the executive director of the assisted living facility. Reportedly, at that time, the autopsy findings said acute morphine toxicity. According to reports, Rachel was Marcia's only biological child, and she had traveled from her home in New York to Georgia in February of this year to face the charges of the indictment. During a bond hearing, the district attorney reportedly said that Marcia was terminally ill and that she had suffered a great deal, and she had allegedly even tried to take her life 2 times in the month before she died. Now, to begin with, Rachel did deny intentionally causing her mother's death, but the DA said she had discussed it in the past, the possibility of hastening it with family members and medical staff, meaning speeding up her mother's death. Then it was said after her mother did die, Rachel allegedly searched on the internet for information about potential criminal charges. So that right there showed she had a guilty conscience. Now, on social media, Rachel mourned for the public to see her, you know, being upset about her mom. And she even posted this picture right here to social media. And in her mom's obituary, it said that she died in the comfort of her daughter's arms. However, on Thursday of this week, the Columbia County Superior Court Judge Barry Fleming completely altogether dismissed the case after the prosecutors announced they could no longer prove the charges against Rachel beyond a reasonable doubt. You've got to be actually kidding me. According to reports, this case being dismissed came after a change in the medical findings. The associate medical director with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation reportedly changed Marcia's manner of death from homicide to undetermined. Why? I have no clue. The district attorney reportedly said that when the manner of death can no longer be confirmed to be acute morphine toxicity, they can no longer pursue those charges. The district attorney who actually said that filed the motion to dismiss the charges on Tuesday, and they were formally dismissed on Thursday of this week. So with the changed medical findings and the dismissed charges, it was said no further criminal proceedings will occur in this case. It's closed. Unbelievable. Reportedly, Rachel, the daughter, has been living in New York City for the past few years. She is a graduate of Augusta University in Georgia. She also studied in Manhattan. She reportedly works with nonprofit organizations, and she is also a writer. Her mother, Marcia, reportedly retired after 38 years working with the Department of Army's Civilian Personnel Division at Fort Gordon. And she was also remembered as a passionate artist and art teacher. This is absolutely unreal. Charges dropped for allegedly murdering her mom. Maybe in her mind she thought she was helping her mom. I don't know. That is, if she killed her. But you can't just take someone's life like that. This is in no way justice, and a trial definitely should have occurred, in my opinion. Why were the medical documents even amended or changed to begin with? Let me know your thoughts in the comments. For more true crime, be sure to follow and subscribe over on YouTube.